Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Chaf Vav. We left off on Chaf Hey Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva and Yuman, L'schus HaRefuah Shleima for Avishai's father, Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, also for Refuah Shleima for Sora Freida Bas Chaya. We hope that that our learning serves as a schus for Refuah for both of these cholim, and we thank the Newman family very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to continue our discussion of the various categories of people who we had said in the Mishnah yesterday are pasul to serve as dayanim. So we left off yesterday right before a discussion of the type of shepherd who's pasul for a dayan. We had just introduced that there were big four mentioned in the Mishnah, and then they added to that list of four shepherds, tax collectors, and customs collectors. So we're going to see in today's Gemara a lot of agadata really just about customs collectors. It's a big daf, so it's a lot to read, but it's easy. It's an easy Gemara. It goes down easy. So hopefully we'll make it. Through. So we left off Chaf Hey Amud Beis. There is a two dots, probably a little bit short of midway down in the wide lines. We left off two lines after the second line after that two dots. Roesh Amru, the first word on the line is Yesera, and we left off Amar Rava, which is the third word on the line. So Amar Rava, Roesh Amru, the Roa that we said is Pasul Le'edus, is Echad Roa Behemadaka, Vechad Roa Behemagasa, either a shepherd for Behemadaka or a shepherd for Behemagasa. So it says Behemadaka are small animals like sheep and goat, and Behemagasa are a large animal like cattle. So Mi Amar Rava Hachid, but did Rava actually say this? Vamar Rava, but Rava said Roa Behemadaka. And Rabbi Magasa filuberitz Yisrael ksherin, but Rava said that if a roa behemadaka is possible in Eretz Yisrael, the reason that you're not allowed to be roa behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael is because the behemadaka cannot be trusted to stay in its own area. It's going to go into other areas. It's going to go into other people's property, and it's going to rampage their property. However, in Chutz La'aretz, we're not concerned about that necessarily because there's no concern of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. However, behemagasa is kosher even in Eretz Yisrael. So how can you say that the roa, again, the concern of the roa, the reason that the roa is going to be pasul edus because we're afraid that the roa is facilitating his animals, his herd, going into other people's property. So Rava now is making a distinction between a behemadaka and a behemagasa. How could you say that both types of shepherds are going to be pasul edus? Says the Gemara, Hu b'megadlin itmar, because we're not talking about shepherds. That statement of Rava is talking about Megadlin Behemadaka. So what does it mean, Megadlin Behemadaka? So Rashi explains, Shemegadlin also Mebateyam. We're not talking about herding these animals. We're talking about just raising them in your house. Fafilo Halchi Beretz Yisrael Psula Megadle Behemadaka. Even so, in Eretz Yisrael, it's puzzle to raise, it's puzzle. Those who raise Behemadaka are puzzle, Le'edus, and puzzle to be Dayanim. Davida de Mishtamta Viraata Leto Chasadeh. Because even if you're not in the field necessarily, even if you're in your house, the behemadaka can't be trusted to stay put. You know that it's going to go running around. Avalgasa lo mishtamta v'efshar l'natra. However, a behemagasa is capable of being watched. And therefore, we're not afraid that if you keep it in your house, if you domesticate it, that it's going to go out, it's going to rampage other people's property. Aval roeh shemarin b'chutz v'efer shal yishav afilu behemagasa posol shenichneses besada shel acher. Rashi says that by a roeh, if you're actually in the field with these animals, and both the behemadaka, both the behemagasa, they're both going to be puzzle because we cannot trust that they're going to stay put. They are certainly going to go eat other people's. They're certainly going to go eat other people's property. Tosfos explains over here that the reason that it was usher to raise a behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael, even in a house, was because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's the reason that we mentioned a minute ago. It's because we're afraid that they're going to go and rampage in other people's property. What about behemagasa? So Tosfos says they weren't gozer on behemagasa because behemagasa was necessary for charisha. They were necessary for working the land. And one of the principles of gzeira is in gozer and gzeira ala tzibur limkein tzibur yachad lamabo, that you're not allowed to be gozer or gzeira on the tzibur that you know that the tzibur is not going to be able to comply with. So anyway, what we said in the Gemara was that it's mutter to be megadel a behema gasa in Eretz Yisrael, not a behema daka, but as far as a roa is concerned, either a roeh, both a roeh for Beim Adaka and a roeh for Beim Agasa are possible to serve as a dayan. Says the Gemara, Hachinami Mistabra, Midiktani Ne'manim Alai Shlosha Roeh Bakar. So from the fact that it says Shlosha Roeh Bakar, in the Gemaras where we said that you could stipulate that either of the litigants can stipulate that somebody who is otherwise possible for dayanus can be a dayan, we said Ne'man Alai Abba, Neman alai avicha, and in the case of the shepherd, what did we say? Neman alai shlosha roe bakar. Roy Bakar is a behema gasa. That's not a behema daka. So neman alai shlosha roe bakar. So my lav le'edis, so aren't we referring that it's neman for edis and that they're kosher le'edis? Says the Gemara, lo, ledina. No, we're talking about that they're neman to be dayanim. So what's the chiddush that they're neman to be dayanim if you stipulated? The chiddush is that you could stipulate that an amaretz can be a dayan. But we're talking about for kosher for dayanus, not for edus. So dekanami, dektani shlosha roy bakar. Of course we're talking about whether these people are eligible to serve as dayanim, because the case is neman alai shlosha roy bakar, vila edus shlosha lamali. If it was for purpose of edus, why would you need the number three? Obviously, you need the number three because a basin is of three people, and we're talking about koshering them for dayanus. Elamai ledina. So elamai, it's you're talking about for dayanus. So my irish losha roy bakar. So kol beit losa delogumbri dina na nami. So in that case, why do we use roy bakar as an example of ame aretz? If the point is that you could stipulate that even an ame aretz is kosher to serve as a dayan, why are we picking on the shepherds? Why are we saying roy bakar as opposed to anybody else? So achi kamar afilu hani delashchichi beishav, because even these people who aren't, they're not really found in society much. In other words, the Gemara is saying this is like an extra level of amaratzis. We're not only talking about an amaratz who doesn't know Dine Torah, we're talking about an unsophisticated person who also doesn't know transactions. He's not really involved in transactions and in interpersonal relationships because he's always with his animals. Even that person can be stipulated to be a dayan. So says the Gemara Navaiter, four lines up from the bottom, I'm review the stam roe puzzle. A stam roe is puzzle, because we assume that he's allowing the animals to graze in somebody else's field. Stam gabai kosher. However, a stam gabai is going to be kosher. We said that a gabai is pasul edus, pasul to be a dayan. Right. So Rashi says a stam gabai is going to be kosher. Once there's an error, once there's a rumor that, once there's a call that, that this gabai is collecting in an illicit fashion, then he's going to be pasul. And Tosfos explains over here in the bottom, vado sifo agabon va mochsim, bedechazu deshakli yiserta, bedechazu deshakli yiserta. The only time when we said that gabam are puzzle, that's only when you see that they're collecting more, that they're collecting more than usual. And then Tosva says, and the chiddush over here is that unlike a regular gazlan who could do tshuva by just returning the item that he stole, by a gabai we're always choshed. Why? Because by a tax collector, how do you repent for stealing? You repent v'heshev es hagzela, but here he doesn't necessarily remember who he took the money from. So once there's a call on him, there's a chazaka that he's still going to be puzzled. That's the way Tosfos explains. All right, let's move weiter. A couple of stories about tax collectors. So Avuad Rav Zera, so the father of Rav Zera, Avad Gavyusa Tlesar Shanin, he was a tax collector for 13 years. Kaviyasi Resh Nahara, when the district chief would come, Lamasa, to the city, Kavichazer Rabbanon, when he would see the rabbis in the city, Amarle Lech Ami Babachadrech, go hide in your room. And the reason is because the district chief would assess a tax based on the census, and he was trying to make it appear as if the city were much less populated than it really was. So when he spoke, when he saw the Chachamim, he said directly to the Chachamim, go hide. Kiavichazi in Shidamasa, when he saw the regular townspeople, Amar Resh Nahara Asalamasa, he told them, listen, the district chief is coming to the city. Voidna, and today, Nachis Abba Lefum Bra, Bra Lefum Abba. He's going to slaughter the father in front of the son and the son in front of the father, meaning he's going to take money from you. So we said this in a roundabout way. The Yad Ramah explains that he wasn't afraid that the Chachamim were going to be malshin on him, and therefore he said that he told the Chachamim expressly, go hide. For the townspeople, he wasn't sure whether they were on his side or not. So he said to them in a roundabout way, you might want to disappear for a little bit. So umignazu kuli alma, and then everybody would hide. Kiyosi, when the district chief would come, amar le miman nibai. So the father of Zera would say that who could I collect from? So through that, he was able to minimize the tax that the townspeople had to pay. Kinichanafshe, so to show how honest he was, when he died, amar le shaklu tle sarmoi ditsairi li besidna. Go take these 13 ma. which are wrapped in a handkerchief, but in a handkerchief, ahadrule laploni, and return them to a certain individual. The shakaltinu mine veloitzer chalei, because I took the tax from him, and in the end I didn't need it, because this person was a little bit late in giving the tax. He still took it, thinking that he would have to pass it off to the district chief. The district chief, in the meantime, went away, and so he was left holding this person's 13 mana, which was a very small amount of money. But to show his honesty, on his deathbed, he directed that this amount of money be given back to the individual who gave it. So there are some good tax collectors, is the point in the Gemara. Fighter, four lines down. Some are Rav Shimon, but chilo yekoronos on asufei shvius. So a little bit about asufei shvius. So my kamar. So what does it?
So the sur for the tax collector to be an aid or a dayan is on all of them, or just on the unethical ones?
It's only on the unethical ones, once they're either proven to, or once there's a call that they've taken more than they need to. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon, B'tchila Yekoronos and Asufei Shvias. At first they used to call them Asufei Shvias. So my Kamar, so what's this talking about? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. At first they used to say that people used to gather the Perish Shvias, which you're allowed to gather for personal use, you're just not allowed to transact with them. At first they used to say that Asufei Shvias are kosher, and actual merchants are puzzle, because you're not allowed to transact with the Perish of Shvias. However, Mishe Rabu Mamsiya Mos Laniyim, Vazlu Aniyim, Vazfilahu, Umaisu. However, there were people who used to do a trick, because Aniyim are always allowed to go into other people's fields and collect on Shvias, because it's all considered to be Hefker. So what people would do is they would pay Aniyim to go into their field and collect everything under the guise that it was the Aniyim collecting for themselves. And then the Aniyim would give all the produce to the Balabayas. So through that, they were able to do like this massive harama, this massive trick, that they were going to continue harvesting the Perish Shvias. So then they said, Chazru Lomar Echazev Echazev Psula. And then they said, not only are Socharei Shvias Pasul, but even Asufei Shvias are Pasul. Even those who facilitate the gathering of the produce and Shvias are going to be Pasul. So Koshaba B'nei Rechava, so the B'nei Rechava asks, Haimi Sherabu Hu Anosim. But the Mishnah says that at first they used to say that the Socharei Shvias are Pasul, but then when the oppressors multiplied, then they said even the Asufei Shvias. What does this have to do with oppressors? Hi, Misharabu Anosim, Misharabu Atagarmi Boile. This is, and when the merchants got wise, and when we saw that they proliferated and started to pay Aniyim to go collect the payros, that's when we assert even Asufei Shvias. Therefore, says the Gemara, you're right. This is the way to explain it. Ela b'tchila yomrim echazef echazef psulim. At first they said both Socharei Shvias and Asufei Shvias are going to be pasul. Misha Rabu Hanasim, however, when the oppressors multiplied, Umay Ninu Arnona, these are the people who collect a tax on produce, Kedemachlis Rav Yanai, like Rav Yanai said, Poku Vizoro Bishvias, go and plant Bishvias, Mishum Arnona, because of the tax that's being assessed on every field, Chazru Lomar Osfin Ksherim Socharim Psulim. Then they retracted what their initial position, and they said that the Socharim are going to be Pasul. However, the Osfim, who the people who collect the produce in their field because of the tax, are going to be kosher. Tosfos over here is bothered. Top Tosfos. Vim Tomar, Mishum Arnona Atiru Lachrosh Vlizroa Davi Yisura Midaraisa. There's an Isser Daraisa to plant and to harvest produce of Shvias. Now you're going to say, because somebody assessed the tax, now it's all of a sudden mutter to violate an Isser Daraisa. How in the world can that be the case? Says Tosfos, you're right, it's not the case. Vyesh Lomar Demari Bishvias Mezmanazed, the Rabbanon. We're only talking about Shvias Mezmanazed, which is the Rabbanon, and therefore the Chachamim were goes there that because of the Arnona, you're allowed to harvest the produce in Shvias. So Inami Yesh Lomar, another answer says so. It was to Pikuach Nefesh, who it was Pikuach Nefesh. Why? Sheshoalem Amelech Mas, Veinlem Masha Yefrenu, because they used to assess a tax based on the number of fields that you owned, and if you didn't have any produce to pay your tax with, then the king would kill you. Mesim et Fisa Samelech, Vachi Itmar Biyershami Mishum Chaye Nefesh. They would basically lose all of their possessions and be threatened, and therefore, because of some element of Pikuach Nefesh, that's why they were able to do this.
But I saw in Shvi, it grows by itself. Hashem makes it so you'll have enough for all the years.
Yeah, but they told them,
planting.
Well, correct, but they told them to plant. I mean, that's the Haftacha, but okay.
Or maybe the Haftacha only works for Deoraita, maybe Haftacha doesn't work.
Could be it doesn't work with the Rabbanan, I don't know. Says the Gemara Vayter. So Rav Chiya Bar Zarnuki, Rav Shimon Ben Yotzadak. So this is an interesting story. So these two rabbis, These two rabbis, Havikazul Abar Shana Ba'asya, they were going to be Ma'abar the Shana in Asya. Tosva says they weren't really going to be Ma'abar the Shana in Asya because Asya was in Chutz La'aretz and you're only allowed to be Ma'abar the Shana in Eretz Yisrael. But what it means was they were going to discuss the Ibur in Asya. And another Raya, Tosva says that they weren't actually going to be Ma'abar the Shana is because we'll see in the story it was a Shemitah year and we had said previously that we're not Ma'abar the Shana in a Shemitah year. But they were going to discuss the whole process of Ibur Shana in Asya. And Pagabu Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish, who we had said yesterday, 2 days ago, is very charif, and we'll see this in the story. So Reish Lakish met them, Zidfal Badai, when he started walking around with them, Amar Ezel Ichse Hecha Avdi Ubda, and you know, he figured, let me go hang out with these rabbis, I want to see what they do in the process of being Ma'abar the Shana. So Chazi Elahu Gavra, so we saw a certain, they saw a certain individual, the Kakariv, that he was plowing in Shemitah. So Amar Lahen Kohen V'choresh, so he said he's a Kohen, and he's plowing. So the Mepharshim explained, why did he assume that he was a Kohen? What's up with the fact that he was a Kohen? So we're going to see that Kohanim are Nechshad on Shvius. Why are Kohanim Nechshad on Shvius? Because there are a lot of things that Kohanim are mutter to eat, like kachim and truma, that everybody else is prohibited from eating, and therefore the Kohanim are mora heter on themselves, and they'll say, just like it's mutter for us to eat this other stuff that other people are not allowed to eat, so too, even though maybe other people are not allowed to go plowing their field on Shvius, we are allowed to go plow our field on Shvius because we're Kohanim, so that's why they're Nechshad on Shvius. So he remarked, this guy's a Kohen and he's being Choresh on Shvius. So Amr Lo, so the rabbi said to Reish Lakish, Yochalomar Agiston ani betocha. He could say that I'm only an employee. Either Agiston either means that he's an employee and he's working for a guy, or Tosfa says that that still it wouldn't be permitted if he were working for a guy, because you're not allowed to work land for a guy on Shvius either. Rather, Agiston means I'm working it because of the Arnona, because of the tax that we discussed earlier. So they were Malamed Schus. These rabbis were Malamed Schus on this guy who was plowing his field. Suchazi Alu Gavra, they came across a different guy, Davi Kosach Bakarmi, that he was pruning his vineyard. Zamerlan Kohen Vizamar, he said again, a Kohen is Choshen on Shvius and he's pruning his vineyard. Zamerle Yachalomar La'akil Beisabada Nitzarech. He could say, maybe I need this, these branches for some sort of netting for a Beis Chabad. And the Mepharshim again explain over here that we're obviously talking about the type of Tosfos over here says that we're talking about the type of pruning that's not beneficial to the vine, because if it was beneficial to the vine, then even if he needed it for the netting for the Beis Chabad, it would still be usur, just like by Melech HaShabbos, that it's something is usur if it's beneficial. It's only perhaps mutter if you're makalkel. So, but again, they were malamed schus on the guy who appeared to be violating Shvius. So Amar Lahem, so Reish Lakish said to them a very pithy remark, Halevi Yadea, the heart knows im la'akel, if he needs it for netting, o im la'al kalkalos, or if he's doing a perversity, if he's actually violating Shvius. So the Gemara wonders, hi Amar Lu Bereisha, which episode came first? Ilei Malkamaisa, if they first found the guy who was plowing and they were Malamed Schos by saying maybe he's an employee, Ia Kamaisa Amar Leberesha, Ilei Malkamaisa Amar Leberesha, Hanami Lemar Agistani Besocha. Then when they passed the second guy who was pruning, why didn't they also say maybe he's an employee? Why'd they have to come up with this other, Limud Schos that maybe he's pruning the branches because he needs a netting for his Beis Chabad. Elohomar Leberesha, rather it was the second episode that actually came first, Vahadar Amalu Hach, and then it was the first episode. So they actually happened in reverse order. So says the Gemara, Maishna Kohen, why is he picking on Kohanim? Why does he say Kohen V'choresh, Kohen V'zomer? So answers the Gemara, Mishum Dechshide Al Ashvias, because they're Choshar Ashvias for the reason that we just mentioned a minute ago. Ditanya, saw truma, if you have a saw of truma, shenafla lamea son shel shvius, which falls into 100 sin of shvius produce, tale, then it's batel echad b'meya. So pachas mikan, if the shear is less than 1 to 100, yirkavu, then the whole thing has to be left to rot. Vabina ba, my yirkavu, why does it have to be left to rot? Yimkarena l'koin b'dmei truma, sell it to a koin for the dmei truma, chutz midmei osa saw, except for the value of that saw of truma. So again, dmei truma means actually a lower price than usual for the produce, because truma generally prices are driven by supply and demand, and the demand for truma is much lower than the demand for regular produce, because only kohanim can eat truma. So the whole pool of eligible consumers is much smaller. And the reason that you wouldn't be have to charge the reason that you wouldn't be able to charge them for that saw of truma is because the truma has to be given to the kohen anyway. But the point is, why do you have to destroy this produce? Why do you have to let this produce rot? The Kohen is eligible to eat the Truma, so just sell the Shvi'as produce with a mixture of Truma in it to the Kohen. So says the Gemara, V'yamar Avchiyah Mishmei De'ula Zosameris Nechshadu Kohanim HaShvi'as. That Kohanim are Chashud on Shvi'as for the reason that we mentioned, because they're going to be Mora Heter and say, just like all these other things are Usher to everybody else and Mutter for us, so too, it's Usher for everybody else. It's Usher only for Levium and Yisraelim to plow during Shvi'as and such, but it's Mutter for us. So Amru said, these rabbis said, wow, this guy is really argumentative, Trudahu Din, that Rish Lakish is really argumentative, just a nasty guy. So Kimatu Lahasam, and when they got to Asya, where they were going to discuss Ibur Shana, Slikul Igra Shalful Darga Metuse. So they went up to the attic and they quickly pulled up the ladder. So they left Rish Lakish sitting there on the bottom floor, so Rish Lakish could not join them in the attic. So also Lakami to Rav Yochanan, so Reish Lakish went to Rav Yochanan. Zamar Lei Banai Bnei Adam Achshudim Al Shvi'as Ksherim La'aber Shana, that people who are Chashad Al Shvi'as, meaning these rabbis who were Melamed Zchus on other people who were actually violating, he thought, the Isser of Shvi'as, are Kosher to be Ma'aber the Shana. So Ad Amar Lei then Reish Lakish recanted his question and he said, Lo Kasha Li Midi Davei Shlosha Roy Bakar. It's no Kasha, because it's like Shlosha Roy Bakar, just like Shlosha Roy Bakar could be kosher for Dayanim, for if you so stipulate. So too, these people are like Shlosha Roy Bakar. Earlier, a couple of days ago, maybe last week, we had a Maisa where there was a Beis Din that was, calculating Iber Shana, and they overheard what the Roy Bakar were saying, and they were Ma'abra the Shana based on that. And the Gemara had asked, I thought the rabbis have to go through this whole, there are only certain things that they're able to take into account when deciding whether to be Ma'abra the Shana, and all of a sudden they're listening to the Shlosha Roy Bakar. So the Gemara there answered, no, they weren't being Ma'abra based on the Shlosha Roy Bakar, they just took that as further evidence. So maybe these rabbis are not actually participating in the deliberation, but they're making observations. So maybe they're not really part of it. Rabbana nachshavinu, and maybe it's the other rabbis who are not chashad al hashvi'as who are actually doing the Ibur Shana. Achshavinu samech. V'hadar amar, and then he said, Lo dami, hasam hadar imru abanan v'abru alahu shata. No, and that mice and the Gemara, the Shlosha Roy Bakar, weren't part of the Beis Din. They were still making observations, and then the rabbis sort of took that into account when they decided to be Ma'avra the Shana. However, Halcha Kesher Rasham, however, over here, it's a confederacy of Rasham, because these rabbis are part of the group. The Kesher Rasham Einam in Aminyan, and there were a certain number of rabbis we saw earlier in the Masechta 357 who have to be necessary, who are necessary in order to be Ma'avra the Shana, and these rabbis are not counted as part of the Minyan. So Amar Rav Yochanan, said, Da Akka, that it's very disturbing that you're talking about these rabbis like this. Anyway, in the meantime, Ki Asu Lukami to Rav Yochanan, when the rabbis came before Rav Yochanan, Amar Le, Krile Roy Bakar, Velo Amar Laman Velo Midi, that he, Reish Lakish called us Roy Bakar, and he didn't say anything to come to our defense. So Amar Lu, so Rav Yochanan pointed out, Vikari Lukhu Roy Tzon, Mayaminale, and if he would have called you Roy Tzon, then what could I have said to him? In other words, there was no debating with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was very upset, and he did insult you, but Rav Yochanan is pointing out that when he insulted you, he didn't give you the worst insult, because what did we see yesterday, what did we see today in the beginning of the daf, that it's mutter to be megadol behema gasa in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's usher to be megadol behema daka. So actually he did you a favor by calling you roe bakar instead of roe tzon, because tzon behema daka is more likely to go foraging in other people's property. So, in any event, Reish Lakish offended these rabbis because he thought that they facilitated violations of Shvi'as. So he mentioned in his conversation with Rav Yochanan that this was considered to be a Kesher Rasham. It was a confederacy of Rasham. So my Kesher Rasham, what's an example of a Kesher Rasham? Shevna, Shevna is an example of this. Who's Shevna? So says Rashi, he was Mamuna al Besa Shal Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. He was appointed over the bias of Chizkiyo. So as background for the story, in the times of Chizkiyo, Sancheriv came to Yerushalayim, and with his army, and he wanted Yerushalayim to surrender to Sanherib. Chizkiyo said, no way. And Shevna wanted to surrender. So Shevna started making trouble to try to undermine Chizkiyo, as we're going to see right away. So Shevna, Havidarish betleisa ravasa. Shevna would darshan in front of 130,000 students. Chizkiyo havidarish bechadsar ravasa. He would darshan in front of 110,000 students. Kiyazo Sancheiriv etzorla di Yerushalayim. When Sancheiriv came and surrounded Yerushalayim, kosav Shevna piska. Shevna wrote a note. Shoda begira, and he shot it with an arrow. Shevna v'siyaso hishlimu. Chizkiyo v'siyato lo hishlimu. Shevna and his group want to come in peace, but Chizkiyo and his group don't want peace. Shenemar, as it says, Kinei Rasham Yidruchun Keshes, Kanano Chitzam Al Yeser, that the Rasham bend the bow and they're ready the arrow on a string, meaning Shevna sent this evil note using a bow and arrow to Sancheiriv. Savi kamistafi Chizkiyah. So Chizkiyah was very afraid. Amar Dilma Chas v'Shalom Niti Yadayti the Kuchabrichu Basar Ruba. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Basar Rov and Kivan the Ruba Mimsari Inu Nami Mimsari. And because the Rov, Shevna and his 130,000 followers want to surrender, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make us surrender. So Ba Navi, so the Navi Yishayahu came, V'Yamarlo, and he said, Lo Tomru Kesher L'chol Aser Yomar HaMazeh Kesher Klomar Kesher Rasham Uve Kesher Rasham Inam Inaminian. Don't worry, because we don't count these people for a rove, because they're all a confederacy of Rasham, and Kesher Rasham is Einam Inam Minyan. So Halach Lachzav Lo Kever B'Kivrei Beis David. So Shevna went to go hew himself a kever in the Kivrei Beis David. So Ba Navi, so the Navi Yeshaya came, V'amr Lo Malacha Po Milacha Po. What in the world are you doing? You're Chatzavta Lacha Po Kever, that you're digging a grave in the burial plot of Beis David, of Malchus Beis David. Say Hine Hashem Metal Alecha Tiltula Gever, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause you to wander the wandering of a man. So Amar Rav Tiltula De Gavra Kashim De Issa. It's the wandering of a man, which is even worse than the wandering of a woman. Why? Because if people see a woman wandering, they're going to have rachmanas on her, and they're going to give her tzedaka. By a man, people don't have so much rachmanas. Viatad ata, and we'll wrap you around. So I'm Rav Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Malami Chaparchabot Saras. That Saras started growing on him. Ksiv hacha viatof ateh, uksiv asam vial safam ya ateh. By a mitzora that he has to cover himself up to his lips. Tsanaf yitzpenucha tsnafa kador el eretz rechavas yadayim, that'll be encircled like a hat and be exiled in a land that's wide open. Satana hu bikesh klom beis adonav, he wanted to shame his master's house. Lefichach nepach kvoda lekolon, therefore his kavod turned to embarrassment as well. How did it turn to embarrassment? Kavinofik Iyu, when he and his cohorts were all leaving Yerushalayim to go to Sancheiriv and to go surrender, so also Gavriel achdei l'shoda ba'ape misharse. So after he left the city, so Gavriel came and Gavriel closed the gate before his cohorts could exit with Shevna. So Amarle, so say he didn't notice that nobody was behind him. So when he gets to Sancheiriv, flipping over to Chavav and Mabez, so Amarle misharsecha hecha. So Sancheiriv said, okay, I see you, Shevna, but we're all your friends. We're your buddies. Some are Hadrubi. They must have left. Some are Lay, Imkein, Achuchi Kamachaychas Ban. You're obviously humoring us. You're obviously trying to make fun of us by saying, oh, I'm coming with 130,000 people to surrender Yerushalayim, and then you come with one with yourself individually. You're ridiculous. So Nagbu Bikvav, so they bore holes through his heels, Vitalu Bezin Vesuseim, and they hung him with the through the tails of their with the tails of their horses, and they dragged them over the thorns. Samar of Elazar, Shevna Balana Haya. Shevna was a Balana. Rashi has two explanations. One was that he was simply a pleasure seeker. The other was Balana is a Lashon Saginar for Mishkav Zachar. So he was a homosexual, says Rashi. Ksevacha, how do we know that he was a Balana? It says Lech Ba'el Asochen. It says Lech Ba'el Asochen, that he was a treasure seeker. Azeh, that Shevna was referred to as a treasure seeker. Uchsev Asam, and it says by David HaMelech, Batilo Sochenes, that David, when he was older, he was always very cold, so they got some concubines, some young women, to lie with him in bed to warm him up. And that's considered to be a warmer, so Sochenes, same word. So he sought out pleasure. did Shevna. It says in the Pasuk, Ki ha-shosos yeharsun, when the shosos, which we don't know what those are, will be destroyed, tzadik ma'pal. What benefit will it be to the tzadik? So what in the world does this Pasuk mean? So three interpretations. Rav Yehuda Ravina, chad amar ilu chizkiyah v'seyato, ne'arosin, if Chizkiyah and his group are destroyed, tzadik ma'pal. Then, What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do about it? How will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mishalem Schar to Chizkiyah? V'chad amar, another one says, Ilu Beis HaMikdash Yahareis, if the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, Tzadik Ma'pol, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? V'ulo amar, Ilu Machshavos of Shalosa Rasha Eino Ne'erosos, if the Machshavos of Shevna are not destroyed, then Tzadik Ma'pol, what will Chizkiyah do? So says the Gemara, Bishlam Elaman Demar Ilu Machshavos of Shalosa Rasha, I understand, according to the Mandamar, it says that this is talking about Shevna, Hainu Dechsiv, Ki HaShasos Yeharsun. HaShasos means the designs, the thoughts of that Rasha. Ulamandi Amar Beis HaMikdash, Nami Detan, Evan Ois HaShem. Why is the Beis HaMikdash referred to as HaShasos? Because we learn in the Mishnah that there was a rock there, Mimos Nevi'im HaRishonim, Vishasiyah Haisa Nikres, and it was called the Evan Shasiyah, and that's where the Beis HaMikdash was built, and that's why the Pasuk, when it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, says Ki Ashasos Yehorsun, because it's Shasos Milashan of Shasia. However, El Lamandi Amar Chizkiyah Visiyato, but according to the Mandi Amar, who says that this is referring to Chizkiyah and his gang, say Ki Ashkan Sadiq and Dikru Shasos. Why do we refer to Chizkiyah as Ki Ashasos? Where do we see Sadiqim referred to as Shasos? Tichsiv, because it says Ki Lashem Mitsuke Eretz. Because to Hashem is Mitzuke Eres V'yoshes Aleim Tevel. And he founded the world upon these people. Upon who? Upon these Sadiqim. V'ba'asema Mehacha. Others say it's from here. Hifli Eitza Higdil Toshia. Wisdom will grow. So over here we have the Lashon of Shasos used L'gabei Sadiqim. Viter, Summer of Chanan, Lomanik Rashma Toshia. Why is Torah called Toshia? Memneishi Mateshes Kocho Shaladam, because it weakens the Koach of people. Davar Acher, Toshia Shinitna Bachashoi. It was given in private, Memneah Satan, because the Satan was Makatreg, that the Satan didn't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah down to Bnei Adam, who are sinners. He wanted the Torah to stay up in Shamayim. Davar Acher, Toshia Dvarim. Right, so the Mefarshim have to, well, down here was with Kolos Uvrakim. However, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decision to bring it down, he did it B'chashoy. The Mefarshim are very troubled by that because it contradicts what's written in the Torah. So Dvarim Shal Tohu Sha'olam Mishosei Saleim. Another explanation is Toshia means Dvarim Shal Tohu, in other words, empty words that the Olam is founded on. In other words, usually words are not concrete. However, the words of Torah, which are likewise not concrete, serve as the foundation for the entire world. Amar Ula says, Ula machshava mo'eles, anxiety causes one to forget his learning. Afilu l'divrei Torah, even by divrei Torah, shenemar mefer machshavos arumim, that it abolishes the machshavos of even the clever people. V'lo te'aseni yadeyem toshia. So Amar Rava, masukum l'shma einam o'eles, if they learn Torah l'shma, then anxiety doesn't cause you to forget Torah. Shenemar rabos machshavos blevish v'atzas Hashem yisakam. Eitza sheyesh ba dvar Hashem yisakam liolam. The eitza of something that has the dvar Hashem, i.e. words of Torah, is going to last forever. So I'm Rav Yehuda Emasai. So we said that Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, when is a Masachik B'kuvya Pasol Dayanos? It's only when he's Eino Osek B'Yishuv B'Shalolam. So I'm Rav Avo, I'm Rav Elazar, Alacha K'Rav Yehuda. The Alacha is like Rav Yehuda. V'yam Rav Avo, I'm Rav Elazar, Kulan Tzrichen Achraza V'Beis Din. All of these people need Achraza and Beis Din in order to be possible. In other words, there has to be a call that these people are Masachi Pekuvia, Mafri Chayonim, whatever it is, there has to be Achraza before we possible them. So says the Gemara, Roe, however, by a Roe, Pligi Baravacha Ravina, Chadam Arboi Achraza, Vachadam Arloboi Achraza. One says that it does need Achraza, the other said he doesn't. So Bishlam Alamandem Arloboi Achraza, Haino Dam Rav Yuda, Amarav, Stam Roe Apostle. We had said that a Stam Roe is possible, but Mashma, that he doesn't even need Achraza. Elamandem But according to the Man Yomer, it says that you do need achraza. So my stam roe pasul. So what does it mean that stam roe is pasul? It means the bestama machrozina nalea. No, they need achraza, but stam roe. In other words, even if we don't know anything about him, we can assume he's causing his sheep to graze on the property of others, and we're going to be machraz even for a stam roe. There was a shtar matana that these gazlanim signed on, that the two gazlanim signed on. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel thought to be machshir the shtar because there was a legal loophole. They were never machriz that these people were gazlanim, and therefore they never apostled them la'edis. So he says, no, when is this rule in effect that you need achraza? This is only by the folks mentioned in our Mishnah who are gazlanim d'rabbanan, but by a gazlan d'raisa, by a real gazlan, you don't need achraza, they are pasul memela. All right, let's go a few more lines, hopefully finish to the bottom of the page. So, simen davar v'arayas ganav. Samar Rav Nachman, ochle davar acher. An ochel davar acher is pasul le'eda. So what's ochle davar acher? Rashi says it's one who's makabel tzedakah from Akam. It's one who's makabel tzedakah from Goyim. Tosfos says, don't think that ochle davar acher means a person who eats chazer, even though often in Shas, davar acher is meant to mean chazer, because we'll see in a minute, the Gemara distinguishes between taking it b'farhesia and taking it b'tzina. If it was an issue like eating chazer, there's no difference between taking it b'farhesia and taking it b'tzina. So ochle davar acher, people who take tzedakah from aniyam are pasul le'edas. Hani mili b'farhesia, that's only if you take it in public, aval b'tzina lo. But if you take it in private, then you're not pasul le'edas. U'b'farhesia nami lo armin elo de'efshar le'le zune b'tzina. And if you take it b'farhesia, the only time it's going to render you pasul is only if you could have done it b'tzina, but didn't. V'kam mevazi nafshe b'farhesia, yet you go and you're mevazi yourself b'farhesia, aval lo efshar le. However, if it's impossible to support yourself, then chiyusu, then you have to support yourself. So I'm Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, achoshar ala arayas, if a person is choshin on arayas, kosher le'edas. He's kosher leidus. Summer of Sheshes, ani mari arbon bekosvei v'kosher. Can it be that we're going to give this guy malchus? He's eligible for malchus and he's going to be kosher leidus. The Mefarshim explain what malchus? It's malchus drabonon, because the guy hasn't violated any isser as far as we know. He's only choshen on arayas. But how could it be that he's kosher leidus? Summer of umoder of nachmelin and edus isha shu pasul. Nevertheless, lagabe edus isha, he's pasul because he's nogea bedover. Why? Because he's choshen on arayas. He's going to testify that a woman's actually divorced, so that he could then go sleep with a woman. Samaravina vi semarapapa lo amrin elafuke. What type of edus is he puzzled for? Only edus to release a woman from marriage. Avali yula, but to bring her into marriage, less lumba. Then he's kosher. Pshita, it's pashut, that because he's only interested in freeing the woman from marriage. Says the Gemara, no, ma'al d'te ma'al d'ifalei, that he'd actually prefer to give edus to make the woman married. D'chsev mayim genuvim imtaku, because it's maybe like a little bit mayim genuvim. Kamash malan, d'kame d'kai mi'achi shchichalei. No, because if she's single, it's easier to get with her, and therefore we're afraid that he's going to lie when it comes to testimony that would release her from marriage. V'amarav Nachman, ganav nisam, v'ganav tishrei lo shmei ganav. A person who steals from other people's fields in only Nisan and Tishrei is not considered a ganav because it's a time of harvesting and planting and everything's out in the field, so people are more heter. Hani mili ba'arisa v'davar mu'a to v'davar sh'nigmar malachta, but that's only by a sharecropper and when you're stealing a little and something that's fully ripened, because then, okay, you could be malamed schus, but stomp to go into somebody else's field during these months is also going to be improper. You're also going to be pasaleidus. So ichra, a farm worker, the farm worker, chad ganav kava desari, once stole a kav of barley, upasle, and he pasled them for edus. V'chad ganav kiburi de'ahini, and the other stole a cluster of dates, upasli, and he also pasled them le'edus. Hanu kiburoi, there were these grave diggers, the kavar nafsha b'yomtov rishon shel atzeres, who buried somebody on the first day of Shavuos. Shamtinu rav papo paslinu le'edus. So rav papo put them in cheirim and pasled them le'edus. V'achshirinu rav huna b'reid rav yeshua. Rav huna b'reid rav yeshua kasher them le'edus. Sarmalei rav papo var rishom ninu, either rishom, they're violating yontif. How could you kachar them leidus? So savri mitzvah kavidei. They thought they were doing a mitzvah. Va'al kamishmatina lu. And the reason that he put him in cheirim, savri kapore avri l'rabbanan. He thought it was because they were trying to facilitate a kapara, but really the reason that they buried the people on the first day of yontif, even though it was a violation of yontif, was to avoid a situation of nivela mei. So they were well-intentioned. That's why Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua thought to kasher them le'edus, even though Rav Papa had put them in cheirim. All right, so we'll stop here. The rabbi's back tomorrow. We'll pick up from the last word on the line, God willing, tomorrow.